Okay, yesterday we were learning about kashering utensils, and we were learning about the concept of hagola. Hagola means the keli, the vessel absorbed within the walls of the vessel, trefa or chomitznika things. So you have to get it out. So how do you get it out? The din is, as we started talking about, the way it goes in, the way it goes out. So therefore, let's say you cooked chicken soup in a pot. How did it go into the pot? Through liquid. It wasn't direct fire. It was liquid in the pot, and the heat of the liquid went into the walls of the vessel, and therefore, so how do you get it out? With hagola. With the hot water process. What happened if something went in with direct fire, no liquid? For instance, you roasted a barbecue grill, okay? So let's say it was treif, or a chametz stick, whatever. So you had the meat, there was no water. You put the meat directly on the barbecue grill. Or what's called the halacha shpud. A spud is a thing you stick the meat, the sharp thing you put the meat on your
skewer,
that you put it directly into the fire. Or another thing, you have somebody bakes something treif. Or they bake chicken on a tray. There's no water. So now how did the chicken go into the pan? How did the meat go into the skewer? Or how did it go in? So it went in through direct fire. Then, in order to get that out, hagola is not going to be enough. What you need to do is what's called libun. Now in libun, which means literally means whitening it, because when you kasher it, it turns white. But what happens by libun, there's two types of libun. Libun gomor, which means complete libun, and libun kal, which means the lighter level of libun. But something that went in with direct fire can only be taken out with direct fire. Either a blowtorch or a direct fire to get it out and make it red hot. Libun gomor is that it becomes red hot. Okay? Because it went in with fire, it could only go out with fire. If it went in with liquid, then it goes out with liquid. Okay? Now there's a very interesting halachic difference, because it leads up to many, many dinim that are very practical in this kashering bit. The difference between koshering with hagola, the hot water process, or kashering with libun, is a difference in facts. Meaning, when I kasher with hagola, what happens? It went in through heat, through hot liquid. So then how do I get it out? Through hot liquid. So what does hagola do? Hagola removes what's inside the wall and it brings it out. Correct? Got it? Libun is not like that. Hot fire, direct fire koshering destroys what was inside the wall. It doesn't make it spit out. It destroys it. Because the fire actually burns it out. It's not there anymore. Hagola is a process that it makes it come out. It went into a liquid. Now you're koshering it with hot water, so it comes out with liquid.
Isn't it better to burn everything?
Yeah, but something you're going to leave in gum, you're going to kill it. You can't do leave in gum on aluminum. Yeah. It's going to melt it. Okay, well, you'll hear it soon. We're just starting this. Remember, we just started yesterday. It takes time for all this, all these dinim. Or a self-cleaning oven that gets up to 900 degrees. There, by the way, when we get into the ovens, when we get into the practical dinim of Pesach with the ovens, there's a new self-cleaning oven that's called Aqualift. It's a new chemical. They have them in a lot of the new self-cleaning ovens. See, the old style, the normal self-cleaning ovens, get up to 900 degrees. That's how it cleans it. Right? That's why it's burning hot, the oven. Now they have a new process. It's called Aqualift, and there's one more name, a similar thing. It's the same concept. It doesn't get hot. It gets up 250 degrees. But there's chemicals that cause it to get cleaned. The problem is that's not Liban according to Halacha, because it's only getting up to 250 degrees. That when it gets up to 900 degrees, most opinions say that's Liban Gomor. That's mamish like red hot. But the new style self-cleaning ovens, you have to be careful when you buy a self-cleaning oven. If you really want to be able to kosher it, you have to make sure it's not the AquaLift one, it's the one that gets up to 900 degrees. But let me just say something like this. We learned that, okay, so the stuff goes in, okay, you cook milchiks or chametz in a pot, it goes in. Now you want to get it out, you do Hagolah, correct? So what does Hagolah do? It spits it out. Yes? So now the question is, okay, but we learned heat makes it go out and heat makes it go back in. So when you kasher with Hagolah, so it goes out, what's stopping it from going back in? Right, there's chametz in the wall of the vessel, correct? That went in through water, through the heat of the water. Okay, so now I'm trying to get it out. So Hagolah, the hot water process, takes it out. The problem is, why isn't it going back in? Okay, so the Gemara answers, Halacha says like this. There's a din, and this I'll show you how it's very easily understood. The Gemara's expression is, I did the Torah lemiflat leibola. Because it's busy spitting out, it can't absorb. You ever notice when you're talking, you can't hear? Why when you talk, you're talking, nobody can talk to you because you're busy talking. You're busy spitting out, so nothing can go back in. So the Gemara says, because it's spitting it out, it's not going to go back in. But now the problem is, there's a problem. What happens after it finishes spitting it out? So it's not spitting out anymore. So why isn't it going in then? So the treif should be going back in again. So that's why the minig by Hagolah, Shulchan Aruch says, what's the minig by Hagolah? You don't kosher a utensil before 24 hours. Remember, we discussed that after 24 hours, the taste is blemished. So it's not real chametz, it's not real treif, it's not really milchiks. It's a blemished taste. So therefore, the minig is, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the minig is when you do Hagolah, you don't do Hagolah unless if you wait 24 hours from the time it was used last with heat. 1 second. So now when it spits out, it's spitting out basically blemished taste. So even if the blemished taste goes back in, it doesn't matter because it's not real taste. It's a blemished taste. So it's not real chametz, it's not real milchiks, it's not real treif, it's not real anything. It's a blemished taste. Well,
years ago, didn't they use the... Usually,
I can understand
it.
You could use the same.
Did they do a Hagolah?
Because
it was expensive to buy a separate
safe. Right.
But today, it's just more practical
to
get a separate
safe. Yeah, Halacha says, we mentioned this all the way at the beginning. Halacha says, and Shchunarchet says, ideally, everything should be brand new. Nothing should be kashered for Pesach. But what are you going to do with your ovens? So there are people that have Pesach, the ovens, Taka. There are people that have mamish everything new for Pesach. Some people have a Pesach house.
It's called a hotel.
It's called a hotel, yeah. Let's not go there. But anyway, so the problem with Hagolah is you have to wait 24 hours before you kasher it. And another aspect of Hagolah you have to do before Erev Pesach in the morning. I mean, up to a certain time, Erev Pesach in the morning, because then chametz is not bottled anymore so much. But when you do Libun, because Liban doesn't spit it out. If it spits it out, we're afraid it's going to go back in. Correct? But Liban, that destroys what you have inside the walls of the utensil, that you don't need to wait 24 hours. You had an oven. You just made milchiks or fleishiks or tray for chametz in it. And now I want to kasher it with self-cleaning, going with the premise that it's Liban gomor. I don't need to wait 24 hours. Why? Because I'm not afraid it's going to go back in. It's going to destroy what's inside the wall. If I'm destroying what's inside the wall, I'm not afraid it's going to go back in, that I should have to wait 24 hours to make it blemished, and then I don't have a problem with it. Now with Libun Kal that we'll get to, that's a machlekes in Paskim if you have to wait 24 hours. And not according to the Alter Rebbe, you could do Libun Kal even within 24 hours. But we'll get to that when we talk about Libun Kal. So basically we have Hagola and we have Libun. Okay? Now, what?
By Hagola, if you don't wait 24 hours, it's never bottle b'shishim, it's in the water.
So the shaila is, it's a bottle b'shishim, but the Eved... But the Eved is brought down in Aloch, if you can't wait 24 hours, you should kasher it twice. You should kasher it twice. What?
Twice.
Twice. Because then what came out, then it's definitely bottle. What goes back in, but, so then it's definitely bottle. But derech klal, the problem is, because Aloch says, when it's absorbed within the wall of the utensil, yeah? So how much is in the wall? How much absorption is there? We don't know. So therefore, Halacha says, how do you have to count it? That the entire wall is considered chametz, treif, milchix, fleishix, whatever. You can't say, well, of the wall, of the keli, is maybe 10% absorption. We don't know how much it absorbed. So therefore, Halacha says, the whole wall of the vessel has to be considered tray for chametz or whatever, right? So if you don't necessarily have shishim in the water connected the whole wall. You don't always have it. It's possible, depending on the thickness of the wall, how wide the pot is. I mean, there's a lot of practicalities involved to know if you have shishim or not. But the minig by Hagol, it says clearly in Halacha, the minig is to wait 24 hours. If you're doing libun,
how long should it be in the water?
How long should it be in the water? Okay, so in Halacha, it says like this. How long should you leave it in the water? You don't want to leave it too long. Now, the Rebbe says, you don't leave it too long because then it might go back in. So even though it's blemished, so we really don't care, but we want to minimize as much as possible. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says that when you kasher it, let's say I'm putting this into a pan of boiling hot water. We didn't even discuss yet how to do it, but everybody knows how to go, okay? Huh? In a pot that's bigger than this, and I put it in. How long should I leave it in the water for? It says the amount that you can estimate that everything spit out. So contemporary poskim, right, probably 10, 15 seconds. 10, 15 seconds, you hope everything comes out, and then, because it's still spitting out, it's not going to go back in. But again, even if you leave it longer, the way we do Hagolah, that you wait 24 hours, it really doesn't matter even if you leave it longer because Lepoil, it doesn't go back in.
Cold water.
Huh?
Cold water.
No, then there's a minig Yisrael Tairahi, which the minig is, after you do Hagolah, we didn't even discuss how to do Hagolah yet, we're going to get there. After you do Hagolah, the minig is to wash it off in cold water.
Why is that?
Why? Because if it's cold, it's not going to go back in.
No, but it's... Oh...
So, the Alter Rebbe writes that even though you don't have to, but the Alter Rebbe uses the expression, mikoma ke minig yisrael teirehi, minig yisrael to do it, and therefore it's done. Okay. Machat shinus on my son, my mecha, baby, my kim shvila gal teirehi, brechen an mecha shemed, that's a good book, Zach Sylvie.